When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. USA.
Troop of strolling players are we.
Not stars like L.B. Mayers are we.
But just a simple band who roams about the land,
dispensing fol-de-rol frivolity.
Mere folk who give distraction are we.
New theater give attraction are we.
Oh, shut up, Sam.
But just a crazy group
that never ceases to troop around the map of Little Italy.
Well, here we go, back to the home country again.
We open in Venice, we next play Verona, then on to Cremona.
Lots of laughs in Cremona, hey boy.
Our next jump in Parma,
that dopey mopey menace.
Then Mantua, then Padua, then we open again.
Where?
We open in Venice, we next play Verona, then on to Cremona.
Lots of bars in Cremona.
Our next jump in Parma.
That fearless, cheerless menace.
Then Mantua, then Padua.
Then we open again.
Where? We open in Venice. We next play Verona. Then on to Cremona.
Lots of money in Cremona.
Our next jump in Parma.
That dingy, smingy menace.
Then Mantua, then Padua.
And we open again.
Where? We open in Venice. We next play Verona. Then on to Cremona.
Lots of quail in Cremona.
Ha! Our next jump in Parma. That heartless, artless menace. Then Mantua, then Padua. Then we open again. Where?
Oh, well, let me see now. I got a map. Let's pick out someplace.
Yeah, well, just don't take it too far down the line there.
Oh, well, let's take the first canyon out of here.
Matter of fact, if we hurry, we can beat the tab. Of course, yeah, the sheriff's out there waiting for us.
Get out. Well, the sheriff just might catch up with the Rat Pack. That was Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, and Sammy Davis singing a great number from Kiss Me, Kate. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, here on WPPB 88.3 FM Peconic Public Broadcasting, radiating out of Southampton, New York. And you might wonder, is he going to do a Rat Pack show? Is he going to do an Italy show? Because there are all those things about Cremona and Venice. Well, it gets even better than that, folks. Today, we're going to devote the entire hour to one of the most priceless and perfect scores in the American musical theater canon. And you've already guessed, of course, that's Cole Porter's Kiss Me, Kate. And Kiss Me, Kate was a very strange show for Porter because he had essentially retired to Hollywood after about 1946. He had a huge flop with an Orson Welles imagined version of Around the World in 80 Days. And St. Subber and Lemuel Ayers decided they wanted to adapt Taming of the Shrew into a musical and got Bella Spiewak, a fine book writer, to try to convince Porter. He didn't want to do Shakespeare. It wasn't his style. But eventually they got him to, what shall we say, brush up his Shakespeare, and he contributed one of the great scores ever, which opened, I think, the last couple days of 1948 and remade his reputation as if he needed anything to be made. So let us go to the first number from the original cast album in 1948, released as a, I think one of the first albums released on 33 and a third. And here is another opening, another show.
Another opening, another show in Philly, Boston, or Baltimore. A chance for stage folks to say hello. Another opening of another show. Another job that you hoped at last will make your future forget your past. Another pain where the ulcers grow. Another opening of another show. 4 weeks you rehearse and rehearse. 3 weeks
weeks, and it couldn't be worse. 1 week, will it ever be right? Then out of the hat, it's that big first night. The overture is about to start. You cross your fingers and hold your heart. It's curtain time, and away we go. Another opening of another show.
Another opening, another show. In Philly, Boston, or Baltimore. A chance for stage folks to say hello. Another opening of another show. Another job that you hope at last will make your future forget your past. Another paint where the ulcers grow. Another opening of another show. 4 weeks you rehearse and rehearse. 3 weeks and it couldn't be worse. One week will it ever be right? Then out of the hat is that big first night. The overture is about to start. You cross your fingers and hold your heart. It's turns of time and away we go. Another opening of another opening up.
And we are opening Kiss Me Kate, with a show within a show called Kiss Me Kate. You may remember it's a Baltimore tryout at the Forest Theater of a musical version of The Taming of the Shrew, starring that wonderful couple Fred Graham and Lily Vanessi, who are divorced but once had a very tempestuous married relationship. And this was, of course, based on Alfred Lunt and Lynn Fontanne, those great actors who played Taming of the Shrew on Broadway. They never got divorced. They were consistently devoted, but that's the kind of theme that runs through the show. Is Fred really giving up on Lily and vice versa? Well, here's another question for you. What Broadway musical features a character named Lois Lane? And if you said it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman, you'd be correct. But if you also said Kiss Me Kate, you'd be doubly correct. And Lois Lane is the saucy soubrette, originally played by Lisa Kirk, who is sort of toying for Fred Graham's affections. Anyway, she is singing to her other boyfriend, Bill Calhoun, a great number, and we will hear the Lois Lane of the London cast, I think from 1951, Julie Wilson, quite a chanteuse herself, asking Bill why he cannot behave.
Promises that you gave. Oh, why can't you behave? Why can't you be good and do just that? Baby can be your slave. Oh, why can't you behave? There's a farm I know near my old hometown, where we do. I always knew you did.
Julie Wilson, quite piquant. Well, our story picks up backstage, where Fred Graham and his ex-wife Lily Vanessi are reminiscing about that Viennese operetta in which they appeared once upon a time, and their jestful banter leads, I think, to some real undercurrents of affection. Here are Gordon McRae and Joe Stafford, I think, in a lovely commercial recording of Wunderbar.
Gazing down on the Jungfrau
from our secret chalet for two,
let us drink, liebchen mein,
in the moonlight benign, to the joy of our dream come true. Wunderbar, wunderbar, what a perfect night for love.
Here am I, here you are.
Why, it's truly wunderbar,
wunderbar, wunderbar. We're alone and hand in glove, not a cloud near or far.
Why, it's more than wunderbar. Oh, I care, dear, for you madly, and I long, dear, for your kiss.
I would die, dear, for you gladly, your divine dear,
and your mine, dear.
Wunderbar,
wunderbar,
there's our favorite star above.
What a bright shining star, like a love, it's
star above.
What a bright shining star, like a love, it's wunderbar.
Joe Stafford and Gordon McRae, one of my favorite songs from Kiss Me, Kate. Now, when Kiss Me, Kate opened at the end of 1948, it was a huge mammoth hit, only to be usurped 4 months later when South Pacific opened in April of 1949. So it was a little bit of, what we say, Schadenfreude, if that's the right word, to use for an Italian basso from the Metropolitan Opera. Here is Ezio Pinza, of all people, to sing So in Love from Kiss Me, Kate.
But true, dear, when I'm close to you, dear, the stars fill the sky, so in love with you am I. Even without you, my arms fold about you. You know, darling, why so in love with you. that you could care. So taunt me and hurt me, deceive me, desert me. I'm yours till I die. So in love, so in love, so in love with you, my love, am I. I'm yours till I die. So in love, so in love, so in love with you, my love, am I.
Ezio Pinza reaching across the theater district to sing a song from, of all things, Kiss Me, Kate. Well, the subplot of Kiss Me, Kate involves a show within the show based on The Taming of the Shrew. And in that show, Bianca, is the younger sister of Kate, is being courted by three men who want her eternal favors. And here's the film version, which I like a lot because it's Ann Miller as Bianca, and she's being courted by Bobby Vann, Tommy Rahl, and the first voice, male voice you hear, Bob Fosse. Can you hear someone who sort of sounds like this? So here is Ann Miller fending off every Tom, Dick, or Harry.
In all the leading rackets, from which rip-roaring rich I happen to be. And if thou wouldst attain the upper brackets, marry me, marry me, marry me.
My purse has yet to know a silver lining. Still lifeless is my wifeless family tree. But if for love unending thou art pining, marry me, marry me, marry me.
I come to thee a thoroughbred patrician, still spraying my decaying family tree, to give a social lift to thy position. Marry me, marry me, marry me, marry me,
marry me,
marry me,
marry me,
marry me,
marry me,
marry me.
I'm a maid who would marry and will take with no qualm any Tom, Dick, or Harry, any Harry, Dick, or Tom. I'm a maid mad to marry and will take double quick any Tom, Dick, or Harry, any Tom, Harry, or Dick.
I'm the man thou shouldst marry.
Howdy, Pop.
Howdy, Mom.
I'm the man thou shouldst marry.
Art thou Harry, Dick, or Tom?
I'm the man thou shouldst marry.
Howdy, Pal.
Howdy, Chick.
Art thou Tom, Dick, or Harry?
Call me Tom, Harry, or Dick.
I'm a maid.
Maid who would marry and would no longer tarry.
I'm a maid who would marry. May my hopes not miscarry. I'm a maid mad to marry and will take double quick any Tom, Dick, or Harry. Any Tom, Harry, or Dick. A dick, a 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 dick.
Thank you.
any Tom, Harry or Dick.
Wow. Did you hear Ann Miller bite off that dick at the end of the song? I don't know how they ever let Cole Porter get away with those lyrics. I don't know how they ever let MGM let Cole Porter get away with those lyrics, but that's another story for another time. We can always enjoy them. That was Ann Miller with Bob Fosse and Co. Well, we've come to the point in our Kiss Me, Kate broadcast where I'm sure many of you are saying, how come we didn't get to Alfred Drake yet? Well, that's my little ace up my sleeve. And here is Alfred Drake, who originated the role of Fred Graham, as only he could do, playing the character of Petruchio, announcing to the world at large that he has come to wive at Weldley in Padua.
I've come to wive it wealthily in Padua. If wealthily, then happily in Padua. If my wife has a bag of gold, do I care if the bag be old? I've come to wive it wealthily in Padua.
He's come to wive it wealthily in Padua.
I heard you mutter, sounds a loathsome lad you are. I shall not be disturbed one bit, if she be but a quarter wit. If she only can talk of clothes, while she powders her doggone nose. I've come to wive it wealthily in Padua.
He's come to wive it wealthily in Padua.
I heard you say, gadzooks, completely mad you are. Wouldn't give me the slightest shock if her knees now and then should knock. If her eyes were a wee bit crossed, was she wearing the hair she'd lost? Still the damsel I'll make my dame. In the dark they are all the same. I've come to wive it wealthily in Padua.
He's come to wive it wealthily in Padua.
I heard you say, good gad, but what a cad you are. Do I mind if she fret and fuss? If she fume like Vesuvius? If she roar like a winter breeze on the rough Adriatic seas? If she scream like a teething brat? If she scratch like a tiger cat? If she fight like a raging boar? I have oft stuck a pig before. I've come to wive it wealthily in Padua.
With a honey, nunny, nunny, and a hey, hey, hey.
Not to mention money, money for a rainy day. I've come to wive it wealthily in Padua.
I can't abide him even now and then. Than ever marry one of them, I'd rest a virgin rather. For husbands are a boring lot and only give you bother. Of course, I'm awfully glad that mother had to marry father. But I hate men. Of all the types I've ever met within our democracy, I hate the most the athlete with his manner bold and brassy. He may have hair upon his chest, but sister, so has Lassie. Oh, I hate men. I hate men. Their worth upon this earth I do not ken. Avoid the traveling salesman, though attempting Tom he may be. From China he will bring you jade and perfume from Arabia. But don't forget, 'tis he who'll have the fun and thee the baby. Oh, I hate men. If thou shouldst want a businessman, be wary, oh, be wary. He'll tell you he's detained in town on business necessary. His business is the business which he gives his secretary. Oh, I hate men. I hate men. Though roosters they, I will not play the hen. You espouse an older man through girlish optimism. He'll always stay at home at night and make no criticism. Though you may call it love, the doctors call it rheumatism. Oh, I hate men. From all I've read alone in bed, from A to Z about them. If a love is blind, then from the mind, oh, but ladies, you must answer to, what would we do without 'em? Still, I hate men.
That was Kate herself telling you why she will never marry anyone, let alone Petruccio. That was rendered, I think, rather wonderfully by Maren Mazey from the revival, or I think it's 2000 revival of Kiss Me Kate on Broadway. So we're coming to the end of the first act in our wonderful Broadway songbook version of Kiss Me Kate. We'll hear a song from a London studio recording, which I like a lot, sung by the various villagers of Padua, which you never get on the original cast album, called I Sing of Love. And then we'll segue into the Act One finale, where Fred Graham and Lily Vanessi work their offstage anger out on stage at the conclusion. As the curtain comes down, Brian Stokes Mitchell and Maren Mazey once again towards the end of Act One of Kiss Me Kate.
Because of love. So love, let's confess,
is everybody's business. Oh, you don't know love, and we never sing of anything but love, sweet love.
She is my goods, my chattels, my horse, my ox, my ass, mine anything. Touch her, whoever dares. So kiss me, Kate, thou lovely loon, ere we start on our honeymoon. So kiss me, Kate, darling devil divine, for now thou shalt ever be mine.
I'll never be thine.
So kiss me, Kate, thou lovely loon, ere we start on a honeymoon. So kiss me, Kate, darling devil divine.
Kindly drop dead.
For now thou shalt ever be.
Now I shall never be.
Now thou shalt ever be.
Now I shall never leave. Thine.
Yes, mine.
Not thine.
Yes, mine.
You swine.
Yes, mine.
You swine.
Yes, mine. So kiss me, Kate.
I'll crack your pate.
Oh, please don't pout.
I'll knock you out.
My priceless prize.
I'll black your eyes.
Come kiss me quick.
Your rump a kick.
Oh, kiss him.
Bowder.
He's not a dish. He's not a dish.
Oh, kiss him.
Bowder.
She would not wish. Oh, kiss him.
Dastard.
What's that be her? What's that be her? Oh, kiss him.
Bastard.
Oh, Katie, that's a naughty word. So kiss me.
Kiss him.
Kiss me.
Kiss him.
Kiss me.
Kiss him.
Kiss me.
They say the curtain comes down on Act One of Kiss Me, Kate. That, oh, kiss him, you heard, was the part of two gangsters who get roped into the show. That was the creation of Sam Spiewak, Bella Spiewak's estranged husband, who they brought in Philadelphia to add some jokes. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and today we are taking Broadway to the New Century Theater, where Kiss Me, Kate opened in the last days of 1948, one of the great, great scores ever by Cole Porter, which we're enjoying here on 88.3 FM, Peconic Public Broadcasting. So you've had your drink across the bar across the street, and you've went your way back into the theater for the beginning of Act Two, and Act Two begins with one of the great Act Two songs. A lot of Act Two song openers are kind of meh, just to get people who straggle in, but you wouldn't want to miss a second of this Act Two number. It's sung by the various chorus people and people who work on the stagehands and people who work on the production of Kiss Me, Kate. Here it's rendered by the one and only Sammy Davis Jr. Too Darn Hot.
It's too darn hot. It is too darn hot. I'd like to sup with my baby tonight. Refill the cup with my baby tonight. I'd like to sup with my baby tonight. Refill the cup with my baby tonight. But I ain't up to my baby tonight, 'cause it's too darn hot. It's too darn hot. It's too darn hot. I'd like to coo with my baby tonight and bitch the woo with my baby tonight. I'd like to coo with my baby tonight and bitch the woo with my baby tonight. But brother, you fight my baby tonight, 'cause it's too darn hot. According to the Kinsey Report, every average man you know much prefers his lovey-dovey to court when the temperature is low. But when the thermometer goes way up, the weather is sizzling hot. Mr. Pants, for romance is not. It's too darn hot. It's too darn hot. Why, according to the Kinsey Report, every average man you know much prefers his lovey-dovey to court when the temperature is low. But when the thermometer goes way up and the weather is sizzling hot, why, a marine for his queen, why, a gob for his swab, a G.I. for that cutie pie is not. Did you hear me say it's too darn hot? It's too darn hot. It's too darn hot. Too darn hot. It's hot. Don't you know that it's hot? It's too darn.
Since I reached the charming age of puberty and began to finger feminine curls, like a show that's typically shuberty, I have always had a multitude of girls. But now that I'm a married man, at last am I, how aware of my dear departed past am I. Where is the life that late I led? Where is it now, totally dead? Where is the fun I used to find? Where has it gone, gone with the wind? A married life may all be well, but raising an heir could never compare with raising a bit of hell. So I repeat what first I said. Where is the life that late I in dear Milano? Where are you, Momo? Still selling those pictures of the scriptures in the Duomo. And Carolina, where are you, Lena? Still peddling your pizza in the streets of Taormina. And in Firenze, where are you, Alice? Still there in your pretty, itty, bitty, pitty palace. And sweet Lucretia, so young and gay. What scandalous doings in the ruins of Pompeii? Where is the life that late I led? Where is it now, totally dead? Where is the fun I used to find? Where has it gone, gone with the wind? The marriage game is quite all right. Yes, during the day it's easy to play, but oh, what a bore at night. So I repeat what first I said. Where is the life that late I? Where is Rebecca, my Becky Wecchio? Could still she be cruising that amusing Ponte Vecchio? where is Fedora, the wild virago? It's lucky I missed a gangster sister from Chicago. Where is Phoenicia, who loved to chat so? Could still she be drinking in her stinking pink palazzo? And lovely Lisa, where are you, Lisa? You gave a new meaning to the Leaning Tower of Pisa. Where is the life that late I led? Where is it now? Totally dead. Where is the fun I used to find? Where has it gone? Gone with the wine. I've oft been told of nuptial bliss, but what do you do? A quarter to two, with only a shrew to kiss. So I repeat what first I said. Where is the life that late I led?
The one, the only, Alfred Drake, with his second act showstopper, Where is the Life That Late I Led, from the original cast album of Kiss Me, Kate, the show we're celebrating today on Broadway to Main Street. Now, we don't think of Kiss Me, Kate necessarily as one of those great pop transition scores like Oklahoma or South Pacific, but a lot of people covered songs from it. We'll hear three in a row. We'll hear the wonderful Eartha Kitt singing Always Treat You in My Fashion, then Dean Martin to sing a great number from the show, and we'll follow up with a duet by Frank Sinatra and Keeley Smith, all from the rich and varied score by Cole Porter of Kiss Me, Kate.
If a custom tailored vet asks me out for something wet, when the vet begins to pet, I cry, hooray! But I'm always true to you, darling, in my fashion. Yes, I'm always true to you, darling, in my way. I've been asked to have a meal by a big tycoon in steel, if the meal includes a deal, except I may. But I'm always true to you, darling, in my fashion. Yes, I'm always true to you, darling, in my way. There's an oil man known as Tex, who is keen to give me checks, and his checks, I fear, mean that Tex is here to stay. But I'm always true to you, darling, in my fashion. Yes, I'm always true to you, darling, in my way. From Milwaukee, Mr. Fritz often dines me at the Ritz. Mr. Fritz invented Schlitz, and Schlitz must pay. But I'm always true to you, darling, in my fashion. Yes, I'm always true to you, darling, in my way. Mr. Harris Plutocrat wants to give my cheek a pat. If the Harris pat means a Paris hat, but I'm always true to you, darling, in my fashion. Yes, I'm always true to you, darling, in my way. Yes, I'm always true to you, darling, in my way. Yes, I'm always true to you, darling, in my way.
Bianca, Bianca, oh baby, will you be mine? come. You'd better answer yes, or Papa spank her. To win you, Bianca, there's nothing I would not do. I would swim from here to far Casablanca, my Bianca, Bianca, for you. To win you, Bianca, there's nothing I would not do. I would swim from here to far Casablanca, my Bianca, Bianca, for you.
My love,
so in love,
so in love.
Wow, Keeley Smith and Frank Sinatra. I don't know if they were so in love with each other, but they certainly had a mighty crush. Well, I talked earlier about the two gangsters introduced late into rehearsals of Kiss Me, Kate, and they sang a great, great second act song, one of the greatest ever written of its kind, and we have a special duet for you tonight, or this afternoon. Fans of Broadway to Main Street, we're going to play Brush Up Your Shakespeare, and I'm not going to tell you who's singing it. See if you can guess. All I can say is they are one of the great duos of popular culture. So take it away, first and second gangster.
And girls today in society go for classical poetry. So to win their hearts, one must quote with these Aeschylus and Euripides. But the poet of them all, who will start him simply raving, is the poet people call the Bard of Stratford-on-Avon. Brush up your Shakespeare, start quoting him now. Brush up your Shakespeare, and the women you will wow.
Just a claim a few lines from Othello, and they'll think you're a hell of a fella.
If your blonde won't respond when you flatter her, tell her what Tony told Cleopatra.
If she fights when her clothes you are mussing, what are clothes
much ado about nothing? Brush up your Shakespeare, and they'll all kowtow.
Better mention the Merchant of Venice when her sweet pound of flesh you would menace.
If her virtue at first she defends well, just remind her that all's well that ends well. If she then wants an all by herself night, let her rest every 11th or 12th night. Brush up your Shakespeare, and they'll all kowtow. If you can be a ham and do Hamlet, they will not give a damn or a damlet.
Just recite an occasional sonnet, and your laugh will have honey upon it.
When your baby is pleading for pleasure, let her sample your measure for measure. Brush up your Shakespeare, and they'll all kowtow. With the wife of the British ambassador, try a crack out of Troilus and Cressida.
If she says she won't buy it or tyke it, make her tyke it much more as she like it.
If she says your behavior is heinous, kick her right in the Coriolanus. Brush up your Shakespeare, and they'll all kowtow. Think thou, and they'll all kowtow.
Did you guess? Did you guess? I'll give you a hint. It's like a mashup of O Captain and Gypsy. Of course, that was Tony Randall and Jack Klugman from an album I loved as a child called The Odd Couple Sing. See, that's Broadway to Main Street for you. We give you great performers and rarities from the Broadway showbook. Well, the curtain is about to come down on one of the great scores of the Broadway canon, Cole Porter's unforgettable Kiss Me, Kate. It doesn't have much of a plot, I have to say, but a heck of a score. But for what it's worth, here are two leading actors, Fred Graham playing Petruchio and Lily Vanessi playing Kate. And they wind up realizing that despite everything, they are so in love with each other that even they can bear the depredations of the final scene of Kiss Me, Kate. So here is Patricia Morrison, the original Kate. We finally get around to her singing music by Cole Porter and lyrics with a little assist from that old Bill Shakespeare, and joined eventually by Alfred Drake for the conclusion of Kiss Me, Kate. Thank you for joining us. And, you know, brush off your Shakespeare and keep listening to Broadway to Main Street. Here's the finale to Kiss Me, Kate.
I am ashamed that women are so simple to offer war where they should kneel for peace or seek for rule so supremacy and sway when they are born to serve, love, and obey? Why are our bodies soft and weak and smooth, unapt to toil and trouble in the world, but that our soft conditions and our hearts should well agree with our external parts? So, wife, hold your temper and meekly put your hand 'neath the sole of your husband's foot, in token of which duty, if he please, my hand is ready, ready. May it do him ease.
Why, there's a wench. Come on and kiss me, Kate. So kiss me, Kate. And twice and thrice. There we start living in paradise. Oh, kiss me, Kate, darling angel divine. For now thou shalt ever be.
Now I shall ever be.
Now thou shalt ever be.
Now I shall ever be.
Mine,
darling mine.
And
the time all gone to. This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.